from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We are now joined by Frank Caliendo. Frank, how are you on this lovely Wednesday, sir?
Just dropped the phone. That was, I guess, not so good.
I hope you have the insurance on that.
Yeah.
Okay, screw you on that. So I saw the other day Nicolas Cage is playing John Madden, and I immediately said, Frank Caliendo sitting right here. How are you going with Nicolas Cage and not Frank Caliendo to play John Madden?
Yeah, I get a lot of that. I mean, listen, if you're going to lose a role to somebody, Nicolas Cage isn't a bad person to lose it to, right?
Right.
I mean, I think they're looking for a big actor, or we're looking for a big actor to play. Because if you remember, I think it was over maybe Christmas time or something like that, Will Ferrell was in talks to do it. And then he backed out. And then they talked about Hugh Jackman, I believe, and then all of a sudden this Nicolas Cage thing came about. So, I mean, people think I'm like so disappointed about it, and I'm like, I'm kind of just messing with people for it. Like, I got so many things where people are like, oh, I feel so bad for you. I'm like, I've been trying to run away from the Madden impression for like the last 10 to 15 years. So, I mean, would I want that role? Absolutely. I mean, it's at that point doing a movie like that, but I think they're just looking for a big name actor to jump on it. But I did a thing the other day, maybe 2 days ago, like all the other actors I would have chosen besides me.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And it was just like, let me think. There was Robert Downey Jr. I did That Man Is Playing Madden. Thought we wouldn't notice, but we did. Or right. Batman's Playing Cover 2. Thought we wouldn't notice, but we did. All those different kinds of things. People saying boom. Nicolas Cage, boom. That sounds so good. You know, that kind of a thing. But I even took some out that I didn't have in there. I had Tracy Morgan in there.
Oh.
That guy looks like he got hit by a freight train. That's crazy. You know, those types of things.
That's fantastic. So, you've been doing Madden. I mean, my gosh, Frank, I mean, for 20 years at least that I've known you, you've been doing the John Madden thing. And you said you're kind of distancing yourself from that. It just reminded me of a story I told actually yesterday with J.J. Walker. He walked in the studio and we said, can't wait for you to say Dynamite. He goes, I'm not saying that. I said, well, there's the door. Don't let it hit you on the way out. We ended the interview, and then we had Kenny Banya on from Seinfeld. You know, it's gold, Jerry, it's gold. And I said, would you say that? He goes, yeah, I get a check every day that you know, because I said that. So yeah, I'm all about down saying that. Do you really want to distance yourself from what, you know, kind of puts you on the map? Are you at that point in your career right now?
Well, I mean, it's only for the reason that as soon as I do, I mean, I don't have, you know, I'm doing it right here. So here's a guy who's doing, he's more like Kenny Banya than he is J.J. Walker. Boom. So it's one of those things where it's like, if people would want me to do it on TV, I'd be like, Leno always used to do that. He's like, you're going to do some Madden? You're going to do some Madden? I'm like, you don't even like John Madden. You don't know who he is. Man, does Madden going to do me and John Madden? That's what we need here. And then as soon as I do it on the TV, all anybody would do is, that's all he does. That's all he can do. That's, you can't do anything else. So it was always annoying that way. I don't really care. I mean, it's like the Banya guy said, it was you know, that's how people know me. I do it in every show. I mean, I even do a joke about when I do stand up, I go, people know me for doing this John Madden impression. I'm not going to do it. I don't do it anymore. And then people get mad. I'm like, relax. I know you paid for the tickets.
Right.
And so I go for it. But it's more just that's how, I mean, it's impressions in general for me. Anytime I do an impress, you know, when I do impressions, I just get so much of that. That's all you can do. You're, you know, whatever. I mean, so, yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I like it. If people ask me all the time, when I'm walking around, be like, do some John Madden. I'm like, boom. You know, the grocery store, can I put this in my act? The kid at the grocery store, his dad must have liked me or something like that.
Right.
He's like, do some John Madden describing your groceries. I'm like, okay, you got some sugar right there and some flour over there. And then you know what I'm making? I'm batching none of your business. Boom.
The one that I loved yesterday, though, and it really kind of does tie in and fits today more than anything, is you did Bryan Cranston as Walter White on Breaking Bad. And 13 years ago today, the scene where Walter White says, I'm the one who knocks, was dropped. Like one of the iconic scene. Yeah, 13 years ago today. So I saw that this morning. I saw you do Bryan Cranston in Breaking Bad yesterday. I'm like, oh my God, this is the perfect tie-in for Frank today.
Yeah, how great is that? His voice, like he's got that voice, this voice right here. I am the one who knocks. You know, that's the great, that Cranston voice. Even when I first started working on it when I was doing the Walter White teacher. So chemistry is, like it's that ups and down and musical like type of voice, and then when he becomes Heisenberg, say my name, it's just, oh, it's just a totally different guy, but it's the same guy. Really, really great stuff.
So Frank, we just did a topic here about movies that make us just, you know, absolutely gain a six pack in about 30 seconds, and I was wondering, you know, being a, you know, comedian and all that sort of thing, is there a movie that you all always go to that no matter what will take you back to that moment that just made you absolutely hurt in your stomach from laughter?
You know what? I watch almost no comedy ever.
Oh.
I don't watch any comedic shows, comedy show. I feel like I'm at work.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of as a kid, if there's something that I really watched that loved. I love awkwardness in comedy. I love like drama shows that have comedy in them. So one of my favorite shows is Better Call Saul.
Yes.
Which is, you know, comedic because of Bob Odenkirk, but it's always real life types of comedy. Like my brain, whenever there's a comedy, I'm like, well, that wouldn't happen. Well, you would have just done this. And then there was no need for that. So I'm trying to think if there is something that I really love watching. And it's tough because my wife always wants to watch comedies.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. what did you guys come up with? What were the shows?
I said Kingpin and Superbad.
Yeah, and for me it was Borat, Anchorman, and Old School.
Yeah, Anchorman, Old School, those are great. I mean, not that any of the other aren't. I'm trying to think. For me, I don't know, I'd have to go a little older. Ugh. Maybe for next time.
All right. Yeah. Think about
maybe
it.
Maybe for the next anniversary of I'm the one who knocks.
Yeah. Talking with Frank Caliendo here on 96.5 The Fan. We just moved to FM too, so that's big news for us. We're about a week ago. We moved to the FM dial, so we're really excited about that. How excited would John Madden have been if he got to see Patrick Mahomes do his thing? I know you've done the bit with him in Summerall and calling the Patrick Mahomes thing, but I mean, my God, John Madden would have loved call a Patrick Mahomes game.
I mean, it's unreal. I mean, you see that, Pat? He just threw it behind his back to Travis Kelce. I've never seen anybody do something like that.
Do you think you got Patrick Mahomes in the bag?
I mean, that there's that kind of thing where you just get that rumble going in there. He's kind of a Muppet, but
people always think he's more Kermit the Frog. I ain't more Kermit the Frog, but he's more Fozzie Bear. Ah, waka, waka, waka.
And you get the two, and it becomes Patrick Mahomes.
Ah, that's great.
He always does that. It's like there's a wrong buzzer in the middle of it.
I think he just gave us a bit where we're going to say, is it Frank or is it Patrick?
How long does it take you to perfect one? Because I want to go back to something you said. Somebody goes, all you do is impressions. I'm like, that's so impressive that you can just do what you do and roll from person to person to person the way that you do it.
Well, it takes a lot of work. It's constantly saying the same things over and over and over. I mean, I don't work at it as hard as I used to, but it's like I do this. I've done this thing with the Morgan Freeman impression where I told people that how I did it was I just said the words, ah, yes, over and over as quietly as I could. So I started out by going, ah, yes, ah, yes, ah, yes, ah, yes. And then you start to get other phrases, truth of the matter is, and then build off of that. So, and once you find the persona of the person, the point of view, it becomes easier to talk because it's almost like music, like I was saying before. It's almost lyrical where the ups and downs of the roller coaster of how the person talks kind of lends for the words that are spoken. What was the initial question? I don't even remember what it was.
I don't remember either. How long does it take you to finally master, you know, to where you get to a point where you're like, I got it?
So most of the time, I don't even know. It's just continually. A lot of times they get better and better and better. Even if I listen to old John Madden things I did 25 years ago, I was like, here's a guy. I'm like, geez, that was awful. And they were putting me on TV for that because there's also an evolution of, you know, you do like the cartoony version. You start out with something that's a little bit more cartoony than, I mean, you know, you talk about the thing, you know, here's a guy. That was the Madden. And then it became the regular way he talked, just the subtle, you know, the things he would say in between the big plays. And then it became the over-the-top, I mean, I can't believe he just did that. Boom. And that was, once it gets to that goofy character type or the caricature type, that's when, you know, you're kind of bored with the impression in a way, and you're just making it new and a bigger character for yourself. So that's almost the Dana Carvey style, whereas what I would call the Daryl Hammond is the dead-on impression of somebody, and then going to that cartoonish version is Dana Carvey, who I really watched on SNL when I was, kind of growing up and in high school and college and stuff.
Well, I think also too, Frank, the one that, you know, I think has always been good is when you do the Madden and Summerall one together, right? And you're able to go from voice to voice and kind of switch out and do that. Are there any guys that are doing the NFL today that could even resonate like Madden and Summerall in that, you know, standpoint?
Romo and Nance. I mean,
look out, Jim! Romo. Like that. Oh, yeah, that's Romo.
Romo to me is he's always revving up a car. Oh, Jim. Here we go, Jim. Tony. Yeah. So there's a lot of that. Romo gets lost in his references. Like that happens to me, but it's like halfway through, like that's like a car that goes 0 to 60. Really, really fast. Like, you can't think of the car name. Jim, that's really... Nance left me a message, and I ended up talking to him. Nance is like, I wish he'd have left it. Because the only words I can say is Nance are really, you know, it's one word, just Tony. And the reason I do that is because he's always, when he gets excited, it's like somebody on the production team's playing with the VU meters, like he's to the sideline. So he left me a message. Nance's message to me was Frankie. And I wish the message would have been, hello, Frank. Jim Nance. I wish I'd have gotten a hello, Frank. That would have been the great.
That would have been fantastic.
I want to let you know that you gave me and my group of friends in high school pretty much Tourette's, because all we would do is go around and just go, arugula,
the entire day in high school. Like, somebody would just say something in class, like, what do you have for lunch? They'd be like, arugula. Yeah. We just did that over and over.
Arugula. Incredible. Phenomenal. Probably the greatest lettuce of all time. A lot of people talk about iceberg. What is up with iceberg? It ruined the Titanic. But going with arugula sounds like a vacation spot for the Beach Boys. Arugula, Jamaica. Oh, I want to take it. Great job by me. Great reference.
It's my favorite, Frank. I don't need to hear anything else. That is my favorite.
It's so good. The other one, too, that, you know, you kind of, not you do, but Will Ferrell does, like, where the caricature takes over, as you were talking about. Like, when Will Ferrell does Harry Carey, and all of a sudden, like, that becomes, for a lot of people, the real person, right? Like, if you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself? Like, all of a sudden, that's become who Harry Carey is. I mean, and that's kind of what I think Madden has become for a lot of people.
Yeah, well, you know, John Campanaro was really the guy in Chicago. His name, have you ever heard the name? John Campanaro. That's kind of Will Ferrell's, his Harry Carey. Like, I said that to Campanaro one time. He's like, yeah, I used to play basketball with him. Hey, holy cow. If you ever listen, look, maybe you can Google it. John Campanaro, Harry Carey. Check out the kid in the sombrero. I mean, it's just. Kid in the sombrero. If you listen to Campanaro, you're like, oh, that's a very similar. And Campanaro's been doing it for 50 years, probably. So, yeah. So, but I agree with you. Yeah, it's like when people started doing George Bush Senior, and they were just doing Dana Carvey, not gonna die.
Right.
But that's not something he did. That's something that's created by Dana Carvey, and then everybody thought that George H.W. Bush said that. When that wasn't him doing it. That was Carvey just turning it into that. And it becomes so iconic that that's what people think the actual person did and sounded like.
What's going on in your world right now? You just touring and doing shows? You got anything else coming out?
Yeah, I just auditioned for stuff I'll never get.
At least you're honest.
Yeah, no, they always want me to do comedy. The thing is, anytime I get cast in like a sitcom, or whether it's for Friends, or something, they always rewrite the part so then I do impressions in the part. So I'm like, I don't want to do that. I'd rather just not get it. I've done it a couple times. I'm like, I've done that. I don't need to be. I'm just not a person who needs constant attention. I just don't. I never need it. I just kind of did this because of business, and I had fun doing stand up and the impressions and stuff like that. But it wasn't like I need this to make my life complete, which my agents hate about me because they love desperateness. They love desperation. But yeah, I mean, I auditioned for a lot of like kind of all I asked to audition for are just these more serious types of parts, not hugely serious, but maybe slightly comedic and awkward in things. But they did not ask me for the John Madden. So that could tell you where I'm at.
Yeah, right. Like, are you worried you're getting to that point, Frank, where like everybody that you do is like people who know who they are dead?
Oh yeah, yeah. That's all. I mean, that's always. That's why it's funny because people that come to see me in shows come to see a lot of people come to see the old school John Maddens and stuff like that, and obviously I oblige them for that, but stuff. But like. TikTok or whatever. I'm known for doing the, Seth Rogen's and I had no idea we were even doing that. You know, those types of things. The John C. Reilly, did you touch my drum set? Or Traducan, did you touch my drumstick? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I have multiple different kinds of audiences coming to watch me for different things, but definitely, I mean, when a president is no longer in office, it's old, doesn't feel like it's, people are like, that guy hasn't been president for 4 years. I'm like, okay. And meanwhile, that person's doing a character, their uncle, an impression of their uncle in their act that died 25 years ago, but nobody knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
So Madden's, passed away, The one thing about the Madden thing is he's going to become, when this movie comes out, he'll be very, it'll be important again. It'll be, in the public's mind. And so everybody's going to call me. I mean, I got tons of texts and tweets and all kinds of stuff, people talking to me about this Madden thing. I'm like, okay, well, that makes sense now. You know, he's in the public's eye. So now it feels like, hey, this is a great time to do the John Madden. But one thing that I do find funny is people think I'm going to be so mad about it. So I got to kind of pretend that I am. Yeah, well, Nicolas Cage, what's he ever done?
Well, Frank, we appreciate the time, man. Stay safe, be easy, and have a good rest of your week, sir.
Great job by you. Better job by me. Ratney, I am out.
Frank Caliendo, everybody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, Frank.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.